This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York City is going to new heights to lure high-end apartment buyers, and One Street is becoming the place to be for hedge fund titans and other global executives who want to buy castles in the sky. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on what's going on just over on 57th Street.
157 will be the first of these buildings to open. You probably saw the construction site on the news during Hurricane Sandy. Its damaged crane dangled by a 90th floor penthouse that was sold for more than $90 million. The developers are still skittish about letting visitors all the way up, so they gave me a taste of the building through its opulent sales office.
The sales gallery at 157. This is Raquel speaking.
The floor is covered in Saint Laurent marble that looks and feels very expensive. In the sales video, a model in a black evening gown saunters around an apartment, savoring a breathtaking view of Central Park.
Now we're going to step over to a...
Extel Development VP Jeff DeVoret emphasizes the building's views and location.
So this is your view. You can see Central Park rolling out right in front of you. You can see the lights.
The pitch is working for a global cast of buyers. The building is 70% sold, which is about $1.5 billion in revenue. The cheapest unit still on the market runs $17 million. Head east on 57th Street and you'll find another tall crane and workers mounting the next billionaire tower.
Okay, so I'm right across the street from 432 Park Avenue. It's under construction. Doesn't look like too much just yet. There are plenty of taller buildings around it. But eventually, when it's done, it will be the tallest residential building in the Western Hemisphere.
We're building the world's most expensive safety deposit boxes.
New York real estate appraiser Jonathan Miller looks up at the apartments in progress.
People buy them, put their possessions in them, and then maybe visit them a couple times a year.
Empty or not, trophy properties are an investment. Columbia Business School real estate professor Lynn Segallen.
Assets like real estate and art are big draws for parking a lot of money. And there's a lot of money floating around the globe that's looking for a home in real solid assets.
With views, location, and unprecedented height, 57th Street is now the prime spot for billionaires looking to nest in the sky. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.